This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, let's just say there's going to be a lot of shopping going on over the next week or so. But whatever you buy might not look quite as perfect as it does in the catalog or online. That's because many of the product photos companies put out aren't exactly real. IKEA, for example, says more than a quarter of the images in its catalog are computer generated. So are the jobs of photographers and models the next ones to be replaced by computers? Here's reporter Sally Herships.
There's reality, and then there's fashion reality, photoshopping everything.
Really, people should realize every image they look at is completely altered.
Brian Duck is an owner of Atelier Management, an agency for fashion photographers, stylists, and makeup artists. Today, he's at a shoot for an accessories catalog.
Okay, let's add the bag.
I've shot models where it's like, you know, big models where everyone knows they're gorgeous models, but you have to, like, fix their ears.
Really?
It sounds awful, but it's just what it is. Advertising is not education. It's not politically correct. Advertising is about to get your eyes on that page to sell that product.
And cellulite doesn't sell. That's why shiny magazine spreads are so expensive to produce. How much do you think the modeling industry is worth? Do you have a rough... Tyrone Christopher is editor of iDoll, a magazine for the modeling industry.
It's well into the billions. Well, if you're looking at it on a global scale.
So even though computers could create perfect-looking supermodels... There are no CGI stretch marks.
No, there's no none.
And we're already using computers to make everything look better. So is it possible one day we'll swap people for pixels altogether? Christopher says it's unlikely.
I mean, if you're a designer and you want to showcase your item, you want to bring out the true nature of the garment. And it takes life to do that.
And Duck agrees.
You know, I think people would rather see a person, you know, a person that's retouched, you know, and perfect, but I think they'd rather see a person.
Duck says even though most of us know we'll never appear in the pages of Vogue, we can still identify with the supermodels who do. Retouched or not, at least they're human. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.